Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm real happy to have on the phone with me now from Wisconsin, Republican Senator Dan Kopanky. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you, Cheryl.
Very good. We talked a couple of weeks ago. My, how things have changed in a couple of weeks in Wisconsin politics.
Yes. We finally tired of the 14 that are taking up residence in Illinois, and we decided that we would move parts of the bill forward that we could. This was after repeated efforts to come to some kind of a negotiated agreement to bring them back, and we thought we had agreements, and they said they were coming back the next day, and they didn't, and the governor released copies of emails that he had sent to them in an attempt to bring them back through a negotiated process, and they said no every time, so we decided that after 3 weeks, it's time to move forward the Wisconsin's business, and we did so.
Well, and appropriately so, we as in folks around the country weren't aware of this negotiating going back and forth. So efforts were certainly made.
No question. Efforts were made. And again, it was 3 weeks. And our majority leader, Scott Fitzgerald, and some of his staff have tried, and other members of the legislature have tried through telephone conversations with these wayward 14, and just didn't happen. So, you know, it's time to move forward. We get this part of it done and go back to other business that needs to be taken care of here in Wisconsin.
Well, and I have to tell you, watching reports and, you know, streaming live all the time from Wisconsin, I got worried Wednesday night. After that vote, the atmosphere changed, and I was concerned for the safety of a lot of people Wednesday night. How did it feel to you at the time?
Well, yeah, you know, they certainly ramped up the numbers in the Capitol and outside the Capitol after, you know, we've noticed that we were going to have the conference committee and then the vote on the floor. And so we had ample security officers there, law enforcement officers. They did help us get out of the Capitol, and so we were all safe. But, yeah, there were some concerns, no question.
And now things have gotten interesting again. I understand that you are at your home in Wisconsin.
Correct.
And you have company outside that you actually didn't invite.
Yeah, they closed the street down in front of my house. It's a main north-south thoroughfare here in part of the area that I live. And they closed it down because they had, and I'm talking about the law enforcement here, because they received information that there were going to be some visitors out front. And they did come. Most of them have left as of just a few minutes ago, but we had about 100 people there and a lot of signs, and of course there's a recall effort here on me and other senators, and you know, so they were for the most part civil, but you know, they were out there. They were certainly wanted to let me know that they were very displeased with the vote that I took Wednesday night. But as I've said on several interviews with the media, that you know, this was a tough vote. It wasn't easy, and it affects a lot of people here in Wisconsin. But if I did not believe that this vote and this piece of legislation would improve the financial prospects for this state, for all of our residents, I certainly would have voted no. But I firmly believe in what we're doing. I believe in moving this state forward. And with all due respect to the state of Michigan, I think that Wisconsin can be a shining state here in the Midwest with some of the moves that we're making.
Well, and we're seeing what's happening in Wisconsin and has happened, you know, is we're seeing the same similar protests in Michigan, in Indiana, in Ohio. They're moving across the country, and I think we can learn things from Wisconsin. So you felt that this had to be done to deal with these severe budget issues and to bring costs under control.
There's no question. For the last 10 years, administrations, and I will add, both Republican and Democrat, have not had the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say, "We are no longer going to mortgage our future. We're going to write our checkbook, get our financial house in order, and it's not going to be easy." It's much like individuals do with their personal budgets. When you max a credit card, there's no question you have to stop spending. You have no choice. And that's the point that we got to here in Wisconsin. We have a governor in Governor Walker who has said, "I'm not going to do this any longer. I'm not going to borrow from the transportation fund. I'm not going to borrow from the injured patients compensation fund. I'm not going to borrow from other funds that we have no business borrowing from," and then bonding to backfill them and then you know, pretend that it bill is just going to go away. Well, there's a day of reckoning, and that has come, and that is cause for this legislation that we passed Wednesday night, and now we have to roll up our sleeves and go to work on the 2-year biennial budget that was introduced about 10 days ago.
What about those 14 Democratic senators? I understood from a news director at a radio station in Madison yesterday that a couple of them had come back yesterday. Have you heard anything about these folks coming back?
You know, I heard rumor that some of them are coming back today, actually, or actually yesterday after we took the vote, but apparently that did not materialize. I read an article in one of the newspapers that one of the senators said they weren't coming back for some time, and yet I hear there's another big demonstration at the Capitol tomorrow, and some of the 14 senators are going to come up and address the crowd. So, you know, we've got through part of that legislation. We need to get through the rest of it, and someday they will come back, and again, we can address the agenda that needs to be addressed here in the state of Wisconsin.
And what about the folks playing devil's advocate who say, why are you picking on the unions?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that when we look at the shortfall in our budget, the structural deficit of $3.6 billion, we knew a lot of that was going to come down to the local units of government, whether it be school boards, local municipalities, town boards, county boards. And they were going to receive less money from the state through shared revenue or school aids, whatever the case may be. And so what we needed to do for them to be able to address that shortfall in dollars that they were not going to be receiving is give them flexibility in how they deal with their members, their employees. And that's why we had to have the union part of it, the collective bargaining part of it. A good example is the health insurance part of it. I mean, this is going to force school districts and municipalities to take a look at creative ways in providing that great benefit to the employees in a manner that saves them money. And I've seen examples of it. Over here in Wisconsin, we've got the WEAC, Wisconsin Education Association, and then we have the WEA Trust, which also supplies health insurance to the various school boards around the state. And I have seen the numbers how school districts can save $5,000, maybe even more, per family by addressing creative ways in providing that great benefit. And so when we have a shortfall in education coming to a school district, they can look at the tools, the flexibility that we've given them in this bill to address that without major layoffs. And I want to make sure that people understand that we passed this budget adjustment bill. The other alternative would have been to lay off 1,500 people between now and June 30th. And in fact, the governor had sent the layoff notices out already. And we want to prevent that from having to happen. And that's why we move forward on this bill.
Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I was going to say that this staved off that event from happening. Senator, you've been in the whirlwind for 3 weeks now. So I can't thank you enough for spending some time with us this evening. It's important for Michigan folks to understand what happened there as well, and so we can keep watch on what happens here in our state. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Come on anytime. I love talking to you.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We've been speaking with Republican Wisconsin Senator Dan DePenke. We will be back with more after this. Coming up, Melinda Barr is going to talk to us about the Meridian Business Area Association, a great expo coming up over the weekend. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.